Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay, it's time to get creative in the kitchen. And who better to ask for advice about getting creative in the kitchen than Jessica? I just aesthetically pleasing wise, if you watch any of her videos, if you're somebody who just likes organization and pleasant things to look at, her videos are truly all that. So I'm going to wait for her to come and join us. And we're going to talk about how she got into this trend and motherhood and just how she can inspire some moms like myself to get our kids to be more adventurous eaters by maybe making their meals look a little bit more fun and enticing.
Hi, Catherine.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm great. I was just talking about how I watch your videos of your bento boxes and it's like very strangely soothing to me. I don't know. It's probably for you to make them is very soothing to you.
Thank you. Sometimes it is. And sometimes it's a little chaotic because they are real lunches. So, you know, usually I do this in the mornings, unless it's, you know, a special lunch that I'm doing for a campaign. But most of all the videos are the lunches that I make every morning, and I just film them at the same time. So sometimes I'm like, you know, I get up late or, you know, I have three kids. So, you know, always, it's always something.
Wait, so if you're doing this every morning, because I feel like I have two little kids and I have a stepson. So sometimes there are three kids here, but I feel like the mornings and the evening when you're putting kids to bed are like the most chaotic times of the day as a parent. So if you're having your children get up and get ready for school and you're making these incredibly intricate and beautiful bento boxes in the morning, can you run us through how you do that? Because that's incredible.
Honestly, my girls are really good about getting themselves ready in the morning. So that part I kind of don't have to worry about, and they'll kind of fix themselves breakfast unless I'm actually cooking a big breakfast or something. But, you know, they'll grab their own toast and eggs and spam. They cook their own spam. And I know they said gluten-free and healthy, but sorry, spam's such a big part of our culture. So yeah, they just kind of do what they do in the morning and they let me do what I do just because they do want me to make their lunch. I wish I could say I was more planned out and more organized, but you know, life is crazy. So, you know, most of the time I'm like, I don't know what I'm making. I joke about it all the time. I say I feel like I'm in a cooking competition with myself every morning.
Oh my gosh.
And I just work better under pressure as a person. So I think that kind of personality works for me. Uh-huh. Because my creativity does come out when I'm like, okay, what can I do for them right now today, you know, with whatever I have in the fridge. So you know, most of the time people think I spend hours and hours with luxury time and, you know, I'm, you know, just making these crazy lunches. But, you know, in reality, I only spend like 40 to 45 minutes at most. And that's only because I have three lunches to do. You know, I try to do it in as much minimal time because I am doing so much, you know, as a mom and content creator and everything else, I have to squeeze in a lot of things at home. So
do all three of your kids get the same meals every day?
I wish it was that easy too, but my youngest actually has a lot more intolerances with food. Like she can't have eggs, and she can't have peanut butter, just a few things. And she has eczema. So, there are a few things that I make her lunch a little bit more different. And she's more of a child that knows what she likes what she likes, and she'll eat the same thing for a long time. So her is a little bit different. My oldest two pretty much is the same, but I'll kind of, you know, switch out their snacks depending on what they like. You know, some like peanut butter granola bars, some prefer chocolate, you know how it is.
Yeah, of course.
So yeah,
Do you do no meal planning at all? Like you wake up in the morning and just like wing it every morning?
No, I mean, there are times where I, you know, am like, okay, come on, this is the time you got to do it. You know, meal prepping, meal planning, grocery shopping. I try to incorporate that as much as I can just because it's smarter. It saves me more money and time. But, you know, like even last night, my daughter was sick with a fever. So, you know, it's just life where I wish it was perfect and I wish I could meal plan every week and stuff, but that's just not the reality, and that's not the reality with a lot of people. So just to let everyone know, you know, it's possible to make these lunches without any time and with multiple kids. You know?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So how did, let's go back and like, just talk a little bit about how this whole thing started for you, because I know that you were making these lunches and then you were encouraged to post about them and show people how you were making them. But how did you yourself get started making these bento boxes?
So, it was just making lunch, you know, like my oldest daughter is now 11. She was starting kindergarten. She didn't really do preschool or any daycare like anything like that. I kind of just had family supporting me, and I just kind of wanted to keep her to myself as long as I could. Mm-hmm. So kindergarten was when I had to make her lunch. It was just one of those things you had to do. And I don't come from a culinary background or anything. I just really, really love eating and food and everything that comes with it. Like, you know, family gatherings, parties, entertaining. So that part of the food aspect was always like what I loved. As a kid, I ate everything. I wasn't picky. Wow. And then once I became a single mom, that's when I was like, okay, well, I have to cook now, you know, and I love eating. So I can't just go out to eat every day. So that's when I really taught myself. And a lot of my, skills come from just eating and having such a wide palate. So I kind of knew like, okay, this is how it's supposed to look like, or this is how it's supposed to taste. So that kind of helped me in that kind of background. And then everything else is pretty much just my artistic side, just coming through anything I do. So just making her lunch, it was just regular, you know, I didn't do anything special. I just kind of made it cute as much as I could in Tupperware containers. And, eventually, obviously, it gets monotonous. So I was like, hey, I want to try to make it different, cute. I want her to try all these different foods because I love food so much. I want her to enjoy, you know, everything that I can offer if I can and cook it in my own way.
Right.
So then the lunches just started getting more creative because, you know, as the years go by, it's like, you know, this is boring. And obviously, they're away from you. She was my first baby. I wanted her to know that I missed her so much every day. And, you know, like the notes, that's where the notes came from. I just wanted her to be like, hey, you know, like,
that's so cute. And,
even though, cause they're literally babies going into school. learning how to do everything, reading, writing, being independent, you know, so it's a lot of work, even though they're kids and, you know, they probably play all day. It's hard for them to be away from you. So it was like a little piece that I can give to her and be like, hey, like, you know, I'm thinking about you if you're, yeah, you know, if you're having a test now, or if they have a picture day, you know, just like, hey, don't forget to smile big and, you know, fix your hair, just like little things like that. And then again, the notes kind of turned into like, if I wanted to talk to them about like certain things, but I didn't want to just be like, hey, have you guys heard of racism? Or like, you know, so right, little things I can write in there that like made them think like, oh, you know, that's kind of cool. Or like, I can kind of feed into a conversation with them later about important things, because, you know, kids learn in every way possible and they watch you and
yeah.
So yeah. And the notes kind of, and yeah, I can't write I love you every day, 'cause then it's like boring. Yeah. My mom,
yeah,
who cares?
Do you feel like the making your food look so different and beautiful has definitely encouraged your kids to try new and different food that they would not have ever tried if it was not looking, you know, fun and interesting?
Definitely. And it, and you know what, like, it's not even like the shapes or how cute it looks. It's the effort you put into these lunches, and they see it, you know, they see it and they really appreciate it. A lot of people will comment and be like, oh, do they not get any normal food? And they'll get used to it. They'll get spoiled. They'll, you know, yeah, they'll expect it all the time. But, you know, it's the opposite. My girls really appreciate everything that I do. And the like time I spend on the lunches. If I'm having a long night, my daughters will be like, sleep in, mom, it's fine. We'll make our own lunch, you know? And they make their own lunches. Like, they're, wow, like, I don't do this every single day, you know, come on. Like I told you, it's crazy. So, you know, I teach them that, like, you know, little things matter, and, you know, they really do appreciate the little things, and they do it for me. They surprise me with a breakfast in bed with
cutout things,
you know? But yeah, I mean, my little one, if I cut her carrots into stars, she's way more likely to eat it than.
Wow. I feel like that's something that, like, people who have kids that are picky eaters, like myself, I feel like the idea of being able to make their food look fun and interesting is probably makes them more likely to actually try the food.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your kids must go to school and have like other kids be like, I want that. I want that meal. Can we trade lunches? Can we like, do your kids get that a lot with what they bring to school?
You know, when I first went viral, it was during COVID, and like a few like weeks after the school shut down. And then yeah, I continued to make lunch for them, like kind of like in school, 'cause I wanted them to have that school environment still. And
yeah, you know,
all the little things that they liked about school. So I continued that. I continued sharing with it. And so like most of the time, we didn't even get to see their friends' reactions or like what their classmates classmates were saying or anything. And they were in an elementary school. I think they don't really care as much. But now it's been almost 3 years. And, you know, sometimes I'll be like, I'll see teachers commenting and being, you know, they're like, you know, you should see your daughter's faces when they open up their lunches. They're really, you know, their eyes light up and, you know, okay. Like that just makes me happy. And now, recently my oldest went into sixth grade and we went to a fall festival that they had for Halloween.
Yeah.
And there was a group of girls that were like following us around. And finally they were like, oh my gosh, we wanted to come up to you, but we were so nervous. And, you know, they obviously all are like, we love your lunches. And that's, I can't believe so you go to our school. So I don't think there's any like jealousy and like, oh my gosh, look at her kind of thing. Or, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, maybe just cause I'm also like a TikTok mom, you know, like that kind of is cool. But they haven't gotten anything like,
I would just imagine that kids would be like, can I come over for a play date and snack? Like if you're making like such beautiful meals for your kids, that it would be like a whole thing that would be so fun and exciting. I mean, I think most kids probably like their parents, like I would make just a regular peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but then, you know, you take it to a whole other level and they're, you know, so beautiful and thoughtful and have such cool and different foods that it probably makes, you know, mealtime for other kids also really cool to see like what you've prepared that day.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of kids like now they'll share photos and videos and they'll be like, look, I made this for myself.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
You know, like it's so cute. And not only that, a lot of people will share that, you know, these help with their eating disorders or like, some parents are like, you know, my kids don't eat anything, but this really helps, you know, packing it in this way, even like little things like that really,
yeah.
You know, I wouldn't think like, you know, like it would help with, like you said, that my videos are soothing. So some people are like, you know, yeah. It helps with my anxiety, depression, yeah. You know, anything like that. And I'm like, that's so cool. You know,
yeah.
Because to me, you know, in the beginning, I was just literally making lunch for my kids and it was something that I just kind of did. And I, you know, I've been doing other things in my life. Like I would make hair accessories. I did makeup for a long time and I would put out that kind of content because I was always like art-based.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, my sister was the one that's like, hey, your lunches are so cute. Why don't you ever post about those? And that's when it kind of, you know, was like, okay. Like for me, it was just like, okay, like it's just like that. You know, for me, it's like vacuuming every day because I have done it for so long.
That's so nice. I love that. I love that your sister also helped you and encouraged you to do that. It's like the best. If there are like three things that you would say for parents to have who want to try to make their kids' lunches look more creative, what are three things that you would tell people to have in their kitchen to be able to kind of achieve a more exciting and fun lunch for their kids?
I think the first things is, of course, like the little shape cutters. Those always are, it's just an easy thing. Even if you don't buy special things, most people have cookie cutters in their houses, you know, mm-hmm. For holidays, you probably have a star or anything like that. You can use that to cut out a sandwich. I use straws all the time to make little circles, you know, scissors to cut out any shape. I made just a Halloween one where I made a ghost pizza. Out of a tortilla and I just use scissors, you know? So, I don't think you need anything extra special. Like you can kind of find things around your kitchen that you already have. But if you did want to make that special purchase of getting the little cute cutters, you know, it comes in different shapes. I mean, there's so many lunch accessories now that you can get and, they have letter cutouts, you know? And I look everywhere. Like if you want to get creative, you look in the scrapbook section, anywhere like that, that's like crafty. And I'm like, oh, I can, you know, use that to cut out food because you just have to think of food as another art medium like paper, you know, or, yeah.
So nice.
A cute lunchbox, of course. A lot of people ask, my biggest question is like, how do you keep it warm or cold or, you know, just safe to eat for long periods of time? So just having a really good insulated lunchbox, insulated lunch bag and like a thermos cup for warm soups, rice, anything that's warmer. Those will help. And then like the third thing is just like your notes. Cause I think like the notes is a lot of people's favorites, like the kids,
yeah.
Even if you can't, and that's the thing, even if you can't make your lunches cute, just throw a sandwich, you know, throw some fruit in there and then you can write a little note and that kind of makes the lunch a little bit more special. So, yeah. Yeah. And I like to just find little, accessories anywhere. Like Hallmark sells these tiny cards. I guess they're for more like flowers, like flower delivery.
Yeah.
But those are like perfect for lunches. So
do you ever run out of ideas? Like feel like you have no ideas left to make lunches or you just are constantly making something new?
My problem is I have too many ideas and I can't put it all down. Yeah. So like mine is like sticking to certain things and being like, okay, do this tomorrow. But then I'm like, oh my God, there's this and this. I want to try this. And so I have like a list of things I want to try, things I haven't tried, things, even recipes, you know, even recipes. There's so many food that I haven't even tried to cook. So yeah, I mean, in a way I don't have ideas where I'm like then and there, like, this is what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, cause I do have like this whole, my mind is just like all over the place. So if you can tell, that's like, it's funny cause I try to have my sister help me with a recipe cause she loves eating just as much as me. And she was like, I can't work like you. I can't work on 20 things at once. You know, I have to work on one thing at a time. So,
yeah,
you know, that question is kind of like a hard question for me, I guess, because it is, you know, I do have the ideas, but it's, I just have to put them down and do it.
Yeah. But I feel like that's what sisters are for. It's like, you know, you work so differently. Like my sister and I work so differently and like the way we do things is very different, but it complements each other. And if you, you know, can work together to hone in on each other's best qualities, then it's an awesome outcome.
Yeah. Definitely. It definitely makes me realize like, okay, yeah, I do work like that. Sorry.
Yeah. Do parents ever say anything to you about like wanting, you know, like parents of your, in your kids' classrooms or like wanting to have lunches like yours, or has there been like any reaction that you've heard of from other kids or other kids' parents about like the creativity that you have for your kids' food?
Yeah, a lot of parents are like, you know, you've inspired me so much to make my kids' lunches like better, or, you know, like there are a lot of things like that. It makes me so happy because there are kids getting, you know, cuter lunches now.
Yeah.
They like it. And it's cool. You know, it's cool to have traditional lunches. Like I pack, I'm part Korean. So, you know, I like to put in Korean food all the time because it's just what we eat a lot of. And my daughter, I'll put like a little bit of kimchi. I don't know if you know what kimchi is, but it's very smelly, you know, and it's very potent. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to just put a little bit because I don't want them getting made fun of. But, you know, they'll come home and be like, what, why did you put so little, mom? And, you know, and then that's it, you know, that makes me like, be like, okay, I can do so much more. I can give them so much more food. And cause kids are not making fun of them and kids are wanting to try new things. And,
yeah,
you know, even all the viral foods these days is like, stuff that I would be like, oh my gosh, I would never think that that would go viral. Like,
yeah.
A very traditional dish or, you know, and it does nowadays and people are more open. Kids are more open and kids have the access to, you know, seeing different world cultures and stuff like that. So it's really cool, you know, and I have followers, from Australia to the Philippines.
That's awesome.
To, you know, so it's really, really awesome to get those feedback from a lot of people.
That's so great. Well, I mean, I'm excited to just like give it a try myself. I have to like make food more interesting for my daughter and hopefully get her to try some new and different things like your kids. And I feel like if I make it pretty like you've done, that maybe I'll have more success. So I will report back. But thank you so much for taking time to come on and chat. And we'll make sure to put links to all of the kind of supplies for anybody who wants to buy anything and hopefully try and make some successful lunches like you do.
Thank you. I can't wait to see them. Make sure you show me.
I will, for sure. I mean, everybody should definitely make sure that they show you, but I will definitely show you, because any time that I can do anything in the kitchen is a moment to document for me. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah. And you know, like, that's the thing, like the best part is, you know, I just get to document what I'm doing for my family, and
yeah,
the best part of doing this and going viral for it. So
that's so awesome.
Well, yeah, thank you for having me.
You're an amazing mom, and I'm so grateful that you took time, and I hope your daughter feels better.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.